In honor of Shemini Atzeret, we will learn in the Menorat HaMaor, it's the letters Kuf Nun Gimel. We are in the Menorat HaMaor is divided into different Nerot, different candles. So this is the third candle, the fourth klal, the sixth chelek of the fourth klal, the seventh chapter. Now we're up to the eighth chapter, Perek Shemini. So in the small letters, that's Kuf Nun Gimel. And this is going to focus on Shemini Atzeret. Yom Shemini Atzeret Nikra B'Shem Atzeret. The day of Shmini Atzeres is called in the Torah Atzeres, a day of gathering. Because God says to the Jewish people, Atzarti etchem lefanai, I have held you back before me, I've gathered you before me, kemelech shezimen banav lisudal yamin ktzuvim, like a king who invites his son for a feast for a set number of days. Kivan shegez manan, when the time came for the children to leave, Amar, the king said to the children, Bevakasha mikem, please of you, akvui mi yom echad, please stay with me one more day, shekasha alai predatchem, for it is difficult for me that you are all going to scatter. Kedita bevayikra rabba, like the Medrash says in Vayikra rabba. That's the idea, that's why it's called Shmini Atzeres. It's like a parent who tells his children, stay one more day. And that's a natural feeling of a parent. So Chazal say that, so to speak, God says, it's difficult for me. You've spent so much time at the temple. Stay one more day. This is a day just to be together. Yeah?
In Galut, they stay 2 days. Isn't it
So that's a different discussion, how we do Yom Tov Sheni in general. Right. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyeh Baruch. So that's Atzeret.
Abba.
What does that literally mean?
Abba.
Atzeret could either mean Abba. To pause, Rak Shnia Baksha, or it could mean together. Okay. Otsar, that's with an aleph. This is with an ayin, atzeret. Okay, v'gam darshu bepasuk, hem chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Shlomo HaMelech said, give a portion to seven and also to eight. Hem chelek l'shiva, what does the verse mean, give a portion to seven? Eilu shivat yimei achag. That's a reference to the 7 days of Sukkot. V'gam l'shmona. Also to the eighth, meaning don't disregard the eighth, that's Shmini Atzeres. V'gelsinan b'psikta, the Medrash says in Psikta, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Re'uya hayeta atzeret shel chag liyot rechoka mimenu 50 yom. Really, Shmini Atzeres was fitting to be 50 days away from Sukkot. Just like we find Shavuos is 50 days away from Pesach, so too Shmini Atzeres, it was fitting, should be 50 days away. Kishem she'atzeret rechokam nepesach 50 yom. Just like Shavuos in the Torah is called Atzeret, it is also called Atzeret, and it is 50 days away from Pesach. Mashlum mashal lema davar domen. Our sages said an allegory. What is this similar to? Lemelech sheba lo simcha. A king has a simcha. He has a period to rejoice. He had married daughters who lived close by. He had married daughters who lived far away. Those that live close, that on the day they leave, they come home. And those that live far away, and they can't come back easily on any given day. The king says, you know what? Let's take one day for us to celebrate. Kach ba-Pesach, so too by Pesach. Al yedei she'Yisrael yotzim min ha-chof el ha-kaitz. Being that the Jews are leaving the winter, the time of rain. They're going into the time of harvesting. And Pesach is the time that the seasons change. People are about to be busy out in the fields. Lefichach yirchokam imenu 50 yom. Te'it liyom ediyezun ve'yetun. God says, I'll distance it 50 days so that they'll be able to come back, because it's not such a big deal. Aval bechag, but when it comes to Sukkot, al yedei she'Yisrael nichnasim mehakeitz lachoref, being that the seasons that are changing is it's going from the summer to the winter when it's raining. Kasher hem trichot rachim, then it's difficult for them to travel. If Hashem would say, come back 50 days from now, in 50 days everyone's busy plowing their fields, planting, it's raining, it's a time when it's difficult to travel. Eina rechoka mimenu 50 yom. So therefore, God didn't make the festival of Shmini Atzeres 50 days away from Sukkot. Deleita biyom adiyezun ve'etun. Because it's not the time that a person can easily just go and come back. Amar kadosh baruch hu. So God says to us, ani v'atem nismach biyom echad. God says, now we'll take a day. After all of Sukkot, we were busy bringing sacrifices for all the nations. Now we'll take one day where it's just for me and you. Will celebrate one day. Hachanami amar. So too we find the pasuk when it describes Shmini Atzeret. It says, Atzeret tiye lachem. It'll be a day of gathering for you. V'la'alan amar. And in the other place it says, Atzeret lashem elokecha. It's a day of gathering for Hashem, your God. Is it for Hashem or is it for us? Hakol v'yachad, all together for us and for Hashem. And that's what the verse says. Ze ayom asa Hashem, nagila v'nismecha bo. This is the day that God made. We will rejoice. We will be happy in it. Ritzono lomar imo. What does it mean, we'll be happy in it? It means we'll be happy with Him. On this day that Hashem made, a special day for us, of Shmini Atzeret, we rejoice with Hashem. You'll notice that every other Yom Tov has a set korban, has a special thing. Sukkot, we have lulav netrog. Pesach, we have matzah, and we bring a special, special korban on the second day of Pesach. Shavuos, we have a special korban, we have bikurim. The only Yom Tov that doesn't have a special thing is Shmini Atzeres. We don't sit in the sukkah, we don't do lulav netrog. We have no special act on Shmini Atzeres, other than Hashem says, make a Yom Tov. What's the idea of this Yom Tov? Hashem says, this Yom Tov is just for us to be together. Katav Ramban b'parshat Emor lakonim. The Ramban wrote in the parsha of Emor, where the Torah tells us the mitzvot, v'al derech ha'emet, and if you want to know, according to Kabbalah, sheshet yamim asa Hashem et ha'shamayim ve'et ha'aretz, and 6 days God made the heavens and the earth. Uveyom ha'shvi'u Shabbat. The seventh day is Shabbat, v'en lo batzu. Shabbos really doesn't have a contemporary. We say each day has its pair, its mate. Shabbos is singular. Uchnest Yisraeli batzugo, and the Medrash says, who's the mate of Shabbos? The odd number, the odd men out. The Jewish people are the correspondents of the day of Shabbat. Shneimar ve'et haaretz, ve'inei hishmini atzeret, kisham netzar hakol, ve'tziva b'chag ha'matzot, שיבת ימים בקדושה לפניהם ולאחריהם, כי כולם קדושים ובתוכם השם. And we find that Hashem says, you have a day of holiness starting Pesach, you have a day of holiness ending Pesach. Hashem tells us, you should know, really, that's to teach you that all the days in between are also holy. ומנה ממנו ממתת יום, והשבועות כימי עולם, and God said, now count 49 days, 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks correspond to the 7 days of the week. וקדש יום שמיני, what's holy? The 8th day. The 8th day of Shavuot is what we sanctify, kechet shel chag, just like the 8 days of Sukkot. And this is a very famous Ramban, that the Ramban seems to hold that the whole concept of Sfirat Omer gives the days of the Omer, the days between Pesach and Shavuot, a status of Chol HaMoed. Meaning in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, these days weren't like Chol HaMoed, that they didn't work. They worked very hard during the Sfirat Omer, but they were given a special sanctity that they were days of rejoicing. It's only at the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, when Rabbi Kiva's students were killed, only then did these days switch, and suddenly the days of Sfirat HaOmer became days of mourning. But really, what the Torah wanted is that we should have, just like now we had Yom Tov, and then 6 days, and then another Yom Tov, so too, in a larger fashion, the idea was that we'd have Pesach, and then 7 weeks after the first day of Pesach, which are 7 weeks similar to Chol HaMoed, weeks of holiness and rejoicing. And then we concluded, the culmination is on Shavuot. That's what the Ramban says over there. V'ayamim asvurim bin time, and the days that we count in between, the days of Sfiras Omer, k'cholo shel moed bin arishon v'ashmini b'chag. They have holiness like Chol HaMoed between the first and eighth days of Sukkot. V'hu yom matan Torah, and Shavuos, we know, is the day that we were given the Torah, she'ram bo et Yishua Gdola, that God showed us His great fire, ודבריו שמעו מתוך האש, and they heard His word from him, the fire, etc. And that's why our sages always called Shavuos Atzeres. Really, why is it called Atzeres? Because it's like the eighth day of Sukkot. And that's why our sages taught us that Shmini Atzeres is its own regal, is its own Yom Tov. Ordinarily, we say Shmini Atzeres, we think it's the eighth day of Sukkot. Chazal told us that Shmini Atzeres, in certain respects, is considered its own Yom Tov. With regard to six things, it's considered its own Yom Tov. And Chazal gave an acronym for those six things. They said, Pazer Keshev. Pazer Keshev stands for the five things that Shmini Atzeres is its own yomtiv. Pais, that they'd have a special lottery. It wasn't a continuation of the lotteries of the other days. Zman, we make a special Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. It's considered its own yomtiv. Resh is that it's a regel on its own. If a person, God forbid, is mourning, so each Yom Tov takes off a part of the mourning. Shmini Atzeres takes off part of the mourning, and the same thing when we. Okay, just a second.